Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, this week on our Kids Clinic, we will be discussing what you should do if your child feels anxious about going to school. And joining me now is parenting expert Aoife Lee. Aoife, lovely to have you in studio as always. How do you know the difference, I suppose, between just that I don't feel like going to school today, or something's upsetting me a little bit, or I just feel exhausted and I fancy slumping on the couch all day with mommy and daddy, you know, looking after me, to the I am actually feeling really physically, emotionally anxious about the idea of going into that environment.
Yeah, absolutely. And just even what you're sharing there, it's part of the course of school life. And even just fancying a day, I got up this morning and fancied a couch day myself, but couldn't, you know, it wasn't the case. But for our kids, I suppose, often they do need that reset, recharge. School and day-to-day life can be overwhelming and quite, you know, overstimulating.
Particularly, I think kids of this generation, really, because they have their school, they might have a breakfast club, they have after schools, they've got their activities, mommy and daddy, if there's mommy and daddy in the family, they might be both out working. You know, family life is kind of got busier, I think, for a lot of families.
Yeah, quite chaotic. And even for our teenagers, so much going on, and particularly for kids maybe that are in exam years, a lot of emotional overwhelm. So I'd certainly say, knowing your own child best, if you're starting to see a pattern of where they are becoming quite distressed, reluctant to go into school, you're seeing that it's really impacting particular times of the week, whether it is Sunday night fear, Monday morning dread. Maybe you're noticing that they're quite kind of easy breezy okay at the weekends or at holiday times. It's kind of tuning in to, right, what might be going on, looking at the bigger picture. And for the most part, kids are not avoiding school because they just aren't bothered, they don't care. There's typically a link to it, and it's important that we kind of check in and see what that might be about.
And from your experience, what are the most common reasons children become reluctant to go into school?
Some of the hotspots would be maybe they're experiencing bullying. It could be quite subtle bullying, like isolation, exclusion. We've talked about that a lot on the show. It could be that they're struggling with their schoolwork, exams, work overload. It could be they're struggling in their social circles with peers. It could be that they're just not happy. There might be, you know, a student-teacher relationship. And I suppose for the child, it's often a fear, maybe a sense of threat or danger, and more like where they are completely dysregulating. And for them, they're feeling it. But for the adults, they might necessarily see it only, they're seeing this avoidance and reluctance and maybe acting up in the mornings. So that's where there can be a lot more going on, and it's more emotionally driven rather than it being a physical illness. And, you know, the typical signs might be complaining of headaches, feeling sick, you know, racing heart.
Pains in the tummy.
Pains in the tummy. I remember saying it myself all those years ago. So we might kind of see it as, oh, here we go again, you know, chance in the arm to get a day off school. But just kind of look at, like I said, the bigger picture and the patterns that might be emerging.
Okay, if you feel like they're just a bit overwhelmed, as you say, right, and they're just maybe a bit exhausted and they just need a bit of a break, do you think it's okay to say, look, we're going to take a day off today?
Look, I'm not going to speak on behalf of every family listening in here this evening, but I would say on occasion we've given the kids a day off here every now and again.
I remember it myself, and sometimes it was just a little reset, you know, particularly if you know your child is
giving it their all and doing their best and trying, and it's not their natural behaviour to be trying to flunk off.
Absolutely. And a day off, if it means that they're happier going in the next day, well then it's supportive. If a day off means that a child is dreading it even more going in tomorrow, then that's where you'd potentially look at avoidance. And the kind of term can be emotionally based school avoidance.
So that's where they actually don't want to go to school, because there's a bigger underlying issue there, and by putting it off, the anxiety is just getting bigger and bigger all the time.
And it makes it a lot more harder, and you'll hear a lot more kind of self-limiting beliefs and difficult, where they're thinking a lot worst case scenario.
So what do you do in that situation then?
So it's not a quick fix, but first point of call I would often kind of suggest to families is to kind of be calm, validate, I see you, you know, I hear what you're saying. We're not coming in to try and fix this, but we want to see what we can do together to help you.
So and acknowledge it. Acknowledge the
validation.
Anxiety.
It's massive. The other thing then is to connect in with school. The earlier you can communicate in with school, chances are school will have an idea themselves anyway. But connecting in and open up the lines of communication and try and have a plan of action that it is... the same message, the same approach, avoid mixed signals.
And you mean a unified approach between the parents and the school and the principal and the teachers?
And look, explore, like, what are the supports in school? I know that can be tricky resources wise, but is there a particular adult in the school that can be that line of connection with your child? Even that in itself, your child knowing there's someone there in the middle of the day that they can approach, get out and get some movement breaks, get some time out, do a few jobs just again for to take some time out and help kind of regulate where they're at. The other thing can be just around, even for ourselves at home, to try and create and maintain solid routines that create predictability and consistency. Having routine can lower anxiety levels. So even the likes of trying to create time in the mornings, the more pressure we are under, the more our kids will feel it. If we're late or running late for school, it can add on to that. And I know how busy, being a mom of three, where you've got three different kids, three different school directions, it can be hectic and busy, but our kids will pick up on that energy and emotion. So it's trying to kind of look at the smaller things as well. And then it might mean seeking out professional service, support depending on the age of the child and the resources available.
Do children often, or do parents often decide that moving the child to a different school is the best option? And does that work sometimes?
I think that's a very individual case-by-case scenario. And I think it often depends on what's actually the source, what's going on for the child. That moving schools might necessarily be dealing with what's going on underneath, whether it is, an emotional or social situation. I kind of am reluctant to say, yes, that's the answer. But I'd certainly kind of look at, right, what are the options for us? And have we done everything we can, both at home and at school, to support the child in question?
I suppose there's one thing people will be wondering is, what is the point that you should seek as a parent professional support?
What is the
point when you should say, OK, I feel I have exhausted everything?
If your child is clearly not happy and it's taking over life, day-to-day life, and they're really displaying high levels of anxiety, that's where it's talking to the child as well. And again, the older they are, the more you can have the conversation going, what would be helpful right now? And is it exploring other schools in the area? But again, it's just last case, scenario, situation.
But you'll get a sense yourself as a parent if you feel you've exhausted all options, you've spoken to the school, when you need that just extra backup.
There is, and you know what? There's a lot to be said for parental gut, trusting your gut and knowing your own child best.
All right, parenting expert Aoife Lee, lovely advice as always. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Ciara.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's, Jane. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.